Site 2, southeast corner of Water Street and Atlantic Avenue. Despite the intense focus on industrial production to aid the war effort, Henderson's worker and families also sought ways to relax and have some fun. Recreation and entertainment were important for the Henderson residents to begin to feel like a real community. When the Victory Village housing complex was constructed in 1942, it included a recreation center for just this purpose. A year later, a separate community center was built to serve as a meeting place. In October 1942, the BMI post of the American Legion hosted a community-wide party to celebrate the opening of a new school, originally called Railroad Pass. The school eventually was renamed Victory, and then in 1955 it became Basic High School, as it still stands today. The school auditorium served for years after its opening as a place that BMI workers and their families could gather for entertainment. It hosted activities for adults like bridge, chess, checkers, badminton, movie showings, and night classes. BMI workers almost immediately formed the BMI Recreation Club to organize and sponsor activities. Their first social event was a dinner with a dance and a floor show held July 25, 1942. Others worked to organize boxing and wrestling matches, put together talent shows, and a basic magnesium softball team. The Big Job publicized social events weekly. By 1943, the residents of the basic towns had already begun the process of creating a vibrant community, with club meetings, sewing classes, arts and crafts, orchestra rehearsals, and other weekly events typical of small towns all across the nation. In the years following the war, this social interaction between people who had come together for a common purpose, wartime jobs, became something that could be not simply sold off as an army surplus. As the town expanded from a small town site into a permanent community, residents created more recreational opportunity for themselves and their families. In July 1943, local business person N.D. Van Wagenen opened the Victory Theater on the corner of Army and Panama Streets. The first movie shown in the theater was Presenting Lily Mars, starring Judy Garland. That same year, residents welcomed the construction of a bowling alley with 8 lanes. Being able to relax after a hard day's work and enjoy the weekends and holidays with their families was very important to early Henderson residents. They began to have a real sense of pride in the community that they had built, which they marked with a huge 10th anniversary celebration in 1952. By the following year, this annual community-wide celebration of Henderson's history had become known as Industrial Days, a tradition that continues to this day. Like Las Vegas, Henderson has legalized gambling, but it was not always that way. In 1953, the newly formed city government voted to ban gambling and the sale of alcohol within the area of the original town site. By 1956, the city reversed its earlier position and allowed the licensing of gaming establishments in the main commercial district. Although a December 1957 poll showed the majority of residents opposed to gambling in the town site, the Lucky Star Club held its grand opening that month on New Year's Eve. The Lucky Star had been built by local contractors, employed 18 local residents, and would remain open 24 hours a day. On that 1957 New Year's Eve, all drinks and food were free until midnight, when official business commenced and the dice were finally allowed to roll in the cards to be dealt. In 1960, Vaux Royal, a popular upscale restaurant and cocktail lounge, celebrated its 4th anniversary in downtown Henderson by expanding to include a casino. The El Dorado Club opened next door to it on July 1, 1962. In 1964, the Royal closed down and the building was shortly thereafter bought by the owners of the El Dorado and incorporated as an expansion to the casino. The Rainbow Club joined the El Dorado in downtown in 1967. After changing ownership multiple times over the years, the Lucky Club closed its doors in 1972. The Rainbow and the El Dorado have fared better and remain part of the downtown community today, while the Emerald Island Casino stands where the Lucky Star once was.